Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Ram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Chagiga Daf Chavav, the third parak Chomer Bekodesh. The Zichu Zechus Chagiga program has been generously sponsored by Yenishmas Avram Ber Ben Asher and Yenishmas Tamar Bas Chaim. But then the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the details we're going to focus on, number one, the next Mishnah states, HaGabayim SheNichnusu Tocha Bayis Beken HaGanavim SheHechziru Es HaKelim, the tax collectors who entered into a house in some way, the thieves who returned clay vessels they stole, Ne'amani Lomar Lo Naganu, are believed to say we did not touch them. Rashi clarifies their belief regarding Kodesh, but not Truma. The Gemara brings a Mishnah from Taurus that seems to contradict this last din that states, HaGanavim SheNichnusu Tocha Bayis Eino Tamei El Makam Drisus Ragli HaGanavim. If the thieves entered the house, only the objects in the places where they walked are tamei, referring to the areas where items were definitely stolen. If the kelim in the places they walked are presumed tamei, then certainly the kelim that they stole and returned are presumed tamei. So Rav Pinchas said in the name of Rava, Kasha Asad Tshuva. Our mission is dealing with the case where the thieves did tshuva. Rashi explains that since they're returning the kelim as an act of tshuva, they certainly would not lie about the tumah status. Point of two, the next Mishnah states, HaPoseach has chaviso v'amascha b'isaso al gav haregel. If a chaver who opens his barrel of wine to sell or begins selling a new batch of dough in Yerushalayim on the chag, and some of it remains after the chag, Rav Yudah says yigmor, he may finish selling it after the chag, but the chachamim say that he may not finish selling it after the chag. Rashi explains that the machlokas centers on the fact that during the chag, Amei Arts handle the wine and dough. The chachamim hold that even though the Rabban suspended the tumah of Amei Arts, since during the chag, the Amei Arts are considered chaverim, after the regal, retroactively, the wine and dough become tamei due to their touching it, and chaverim are prohibited from selling it. Even though Rav Yudah agrees that the wine and dough are tamei, he permits the sale of the leftovers after the regal. For if the merchants were not permitted to do so, they would be reluctant to sell during the chag, which would make it difficult for the Oy Ragam to get wine and dough during the regal. And point number three, the final mission of the Masechta details how the kelim in the base of Migdash were purified after the regal. The Mishnah states, "Va'omrim lahen hizharu shelo tigu b'shulchan." All through the chag, they would say to the Kohanim who are Amei Arts, be careful not to touch the shulchan. Rashi explains that the shulchan cannot be removed, for the pasuk states, "Nasata al shulchan lechem panim ufanai tamid," and you shall place on the shulchan lechem panim before me continuously. The Gemara questions whether the shulchan can become tamid at all, since it's a kli eitz ha'asuga nachasu, a wooden kli that is made to be stationary, and the din is that such kelim do not become tamid. The reason is that for a kli to be makabel tuma, it must be similar to a sack. Just as a sack is carried mali v'rekam, full and empty, so too must any kli be carried full and empty. The Gemara answers that the shulchan is carried full and empty. The Gemara answers that the shulchan is carried full and empty. For Yish Lakish taught that the shulchan would be lifted and the breads displayed to the Oy Ragoyim, and the Kohanim would say, "Ru'u chibaschem lifnei hamakom siluko kesiduro." See your belovedness before the omnipresent, for the bread at the time of the removal is as hot and fresh as it was at the time of being placed on the shulchan the previous Shabbos. Since the shulchan was made to be carried while laden, it could be makabel tuma from Ama Aretz. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, HaGabayim SheNichnusu Tocha Bayis Beken HaGanavim SheHechziru Es HaKelim, the tax collectors who entered into a house in some way, the thieves who returned clay vessels they stole, Ne'amani Lomar Lo Naganu, are believed to say we did not touch them. Rashi clarifies their belief regarding Kodesh, but not Truma. The Gemara brings a Mishnah from Taurus that seems to contradict this last din that states, HaGanavim SheNichnusu Tocha Bayis Eino Tamei El Makom Drisus Ragli HaGanavim. If the thieves entered the house, only the objects in the places where they walked are tamei, referring to the areas where items were definitely stolen. If the kelim in the places they walked are presumed tamei, then certainly the kelim that they stole and returned are presumed tamei. So Rav Pinchas said in the name of Rava, Kasha Asad Tshuva. Our mission is dealing with the case where the thieves did tshuva. Rashi explains that since they returned the kelim as an act of tshuva, they certainly would not lie about the tumah status. Point of two, the next Mishnah states, HaPoseach has chaviso v'amascha b'isaso al gav haregel. If a chaver who opens his barrel of wine to sell or begins selling a new batch of dough in Yerushalayim on the chag, and some of it remains after the chag, Rav Yudah says yigmor, he may finish selling it after the chag, but the chachamim say that he may not finish selling it after the chag. Rashi explains that the machlokas centers on the fact that during the chag, Amei Arts handle the wine and dough. The chachamim hold that even though the Rabban suspended the tumah of Amei Arts, since during the chag, the Amei Arts are considered chaverim, after the regal, retroactively, the wine and dough become tamei due to their touching it, and chaverim are prohibited from selling it. Even though Rav Yudah agrees that the wine and dough are tamei, he permits the sale of the leftovers after the regal. For if the merchants were not permitted to do so, they would be reluctant to sell during the chag, which would make it difficult for the Oy Ragam to get wine and dough during the regal. And point number three, the final mission of the Masechta details how the kelim in the base of Migdash were purified after the regal. The Mishnah states, "Va'omrim lahen hizharu shelo tigu b'shulchan." All through the chag, they would say to the Kohanim who are Amei Arts, be careful not to touch the shulchan. Rashi explains that the shulchan cannot be removed, for the pasuk states, "Nasata al shulchan lechem panim ufanai tamid," and you shall place on the shulchan lechem panim before me continuously. The more questions whether the shulchan can become tamid at all, since it's a kli etz ha'asug le'nachasu, a wooden kli that is made to be stationary, and the din is that such kelim do not become tamid. The reason is that for a kli to be makabel tuma, it must be similar to a sack. Just as a sack is carried mali v'rekam, full and empty, so too must any kli be carried full and empty. The Gemara answers that the shulchan is carried full and empty. The Gemara answers that the shulchan is carried full and empty. For Reish Lakish taught that the shulchan would be lifted and the breads displayed to the oir ha'goyim, and the kohanim would say, "Ru'u chibaschem lifnei ha'makom siluko kesiduro." See your belovedness before the omnipresent, for the bread at the time of the removal is as hot and fresh as it was at the time of being placed on the shulchan the previous Shabbos. Since the shulchan was made to be carried while laden, it could be makabel tuma from Ma'ama Aretz. Alright, so now we go to Simmer Daf Chav Vav, and our standard simmon is a military coup. A military coup, so here goes. The soldier on his way to return some clay kalin he stole during the military coup, because he did teshuvah, bought some leftover dough that a baker was selling after the chag, whose store sign depicted a shulchan being lifted and displayed to the people with the tagline, "Bread that makes you feel beloved." Once again, in slow motion. The soldier on his way to return some clay kalim he stole during the military coup. Military coup? That must mean we're in Daf Chavav. The soldier on his way to return some clay kalim he stole during the military coup because he did teshuvah, which reminds us, the Gemara resolves a contradiction between our Mishnah, which states, the tax collectors who enter into house and similarly ganavim, who return clay vessels they stole, are believed to say, "We didn't touch them." And the Mishnah from Taurus, it states, that if thieves entered the house, only the objects in the place where they walked are tamei, referring to the areas where items were definitely stolen. Now, if the kelim in the place that they walked are presumed tamei, then certainly the kelim they stole and returned are presumed tamei. Rabbi Pinchas said, in the name of Rava, Kusha Asid Tshuva, our Mishnah is dealing with the case where the thieves did tshuva. And Rashi explains that since they're returning the kelim as an act of tshuva, they certainly would not lie about the tuma status. So, the soldier on his way to return some clay kalim he stole during the military coup, because he did teshuvah, bought some leftover dough that a baker was selling after the chag. Which reminds us, this malchus will come in Rabbi Yehuda, whether the merchants can sell leftover wine or dough from the regal that Amei Aretz touched, the chamim hold, that even the Rabban suspend the tuma of Amei Aretz concerning the chag. The Amei Aretz are considered chaverim. After the regal, retroactively, the wine and dough become tamei due to their touching it, and chaverim are prohibited from selling it. Even though Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the wine and dough are tameh, he permits the sale of the leftovers after the regal. For if the merchants were not permitted to do so, they might be reluctant to sell during the chag, which would make it difficult for the olei regalim to get wine and dough during the regal. So the soldier on his way to return some clay kalim he stole during the military coup, because he did teshuvah, bought some leftover dough that a baker was selling after the chag, whose store sign depicted a shulchan lifted and displayed to the people with the tagline, "Bread that makes you feel beloved." Which reminds us, the final mission of the Masechta details how the kelim in the base of Mikdash were purified after the regal. The Mishnah states, all through the chag, they would say to the kohanim who are Amei Aretz, "Be careful not to touch the shulchan." The Gemara questions whether the shulchan can become tamei at all, since it's a kli asui lenachasu, a wooden kli that's made to be stationary. And the din is that such kelim do not become tamei. The reason is that for a kli to be makabel tuma, it must be similar to a sock. Just as a sock is carried mali v'rekam, full and empty, so too must any kli be carried full and empty. The Gemara answers that the shulchan is carried full and empty, for Reish Lakish taught, the shulchan would be lifted and breads displayed to the oir ha'goyim, and the kohanim would say, "Ru'u chibaschem lifnei ha'makom siluko kesiduro." See your belovedness before the omnipresent, for the bread at the time of the removal is hot and fresh as it was at the time of being placed on the shulchan the previous Shabbos. So since we see the shulchan was made to be carried while laden, it could be makabel tuma from Amei Aretz. So once again, the soldier on his way to return some clay kalim he stole during the military coup, because he did teshuvah, bought some leftover dough that a baker was selling after the chag, whose store sign depicted a shulchan being lifted and displayed to the people with the tagline, "Bread that makes you feel beloved." All right, now it's time for a four blot back chazara. Daf Chav Beis. So the simon Daf Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The Amaretz cabby driver, that must be on Daf Chav Beis. The Amaretz cabby driver felt so proud after the Kohanim accepted Kodesh from him, which reminds us. The Gemara clarifies that a Chaverim accept Kodesh from Amei Aretz because of Eva, hatred that would develop for Chaverim if they did not accept the Amaretz as Kodesh. If the temple administrators, who were all Chaverim, did not accept Kodesh from Amaretz, then Amaretz would be completely excluded from the realm of Kodesh. There's not an equal concern for a Chaver not accepting Truma from an Amaretz, for the Amaretz can go and give the Truma to a Kohen, who's also an Amaretz. So, the Amaretz cabby driver felt so proud after the Kohanim accepted Kodesh from him that he decided to scratch his plans to build a private par Aduma Bama in his backyard, which reminds us, Gemara asks, who's the Tana of our Mishnah, the Chai Shle'ev, who's concerned for hatred? And answers, it's Rabbi Yossi. Rasatna Bryce, Rabbi Yossi said, why are all believed about the Tahar of wine and oil for offerings the whole year? That even if an Amaretz brings wine or oil offerings to the base of Migdash, they're considered Tahar. So it shouldn't arise that every person should go and build a Bama for himself and burn a par Aduma for himself. So the Amaretz cabbie driver felt so proud after the Kohanim accepted Kodesh from him that he decided to scratch his plans to build a private par Aduma Bama in his backyard, even though his parish passenger didn't believe him that his kelim were properly toivled. Which reminds, the Gemara brings a bright that states an Amaretz is believed regarding Tevila, and the Gemara that conflicts with this that taught that an Amaretz is not believed. Abai said there's no difficulty. Haba gufa, haba kelim. He's believed when he said he immersed his body properly to become tahor, but he's not believed when he says he immerses kelim properly. Rava said that both cases could be dealt with kelim. The Bryce, which states that he's believed, is where he says that he never immersed one kli within another. Whereas the Gemara's case, where he's not believed, is when he says that he did immerse one kli within another, but he did not immerse it in a kli whose opening was not the size of a skin flask tube. Daf Chaf Gimel. So the simmer Daf Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. When the kid accidentally dropped his broken Tame shoe strap into his barrel of Tahor Kugelach, that must be one Daf Chaf Gimel. When the kid accidentally dropped his broken Tame shoe strap into his barrel of Tahor Kugelach, which reminds us that the third case on the Mishnah Daf Chaf Amve stated that a Gnosis Midras Gnosis a Truma Avalos HaKodesh, one who's carrying a Midras, an article that supports the weight of a Zav, Zavo, or a Nida, may also carry Truma but not Kodesh, for there was a decree based on an incident with someone transporting a barrel of Kodesh from place to place, and the strap of a sandal broke off, and he took it and he placed it on a barrel, and it fell into the airspace of the barrel, and then the Kodesh in the barrel became Tame. When the Gemara suggests that a similar decree should apply for Truma, it answers that the Mishnah of Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya, who holds that whenever the Chum made a decree, they did it only for the same circumstances as the original incident. So when the kid accidentally dropped his broken Tame shoe strap into his barrel of Tahor Kugelach and noticed a moist spit on one of the recently made pieces, which reminds us the Mishnah 6th case stated, Kelim hanigmarim batahara tzrichin tevila kodesh avolo truma. Kelim that were completed in a state of tahara required tevila for use with kodesh, but not for use with truma. The Gemara clarifies that the Mishnah is referring to a case where a chaver made them umishum senura dama arts, and it's because of a concern that they became tame from the spittle of an ama arts. The Gemara asks, when did the spittle fall on the kli? If it fell before the kli was completed, the kli does not have the din of a kli that can be makabel tuma. It could not have fallen after the kli was completed, for a chaver would have been careful not to let that happen. The Gemara answers that the situation that we're worried about is where the spittle fell on the kli before it was completed and remained moist after the kli was completed. So when the kid accidentally dropped his broken tummy shoe strap into his barrel of Tahor Kugelach and noticed a moist spit on one of the recently made pieces, he asked his rabbi if the barrel was a matzar of all the other Kugelach, making them tummy. Which reminds us, the Mishnah 7th case stated, HaKli Matzar of Mashim Asokul Kodesh Avolola Truma. A kli combines what's in it with regard to Kodesh, but not with regard to Truma. Rabbi Hanin said that this is learned from the Pasuk, Kav Achas Asra Zahav Molei Katoris. One gold ladle of 10 shekels filled with Katoris. Kasav Asul Komashim Akaf Achas. The Pasuk made everything that's in the ladle like one entity. The more it clarifies, Rabbi Kiva might agree that Midaraisa, a kli combines its Kodesh contents into one entity in a situation where the contents require a kli, like in the case of Katoris, but it is not combined when the item does not require a kli, such as in the case of Shiari Mincha, the remainders of a Mincha. And the rabbis decreed that even an item that does not require a kli, kli matzarfo, a kli does combine it. Daf Chaf Dalet, so the simon Daf Chaf Dalet is a pitcher, a kud. So here goes. As he watched a pitcher, that must be more on Daf Chaf Dalet, kud. As he watched a pitcher filled with Kodesh meat that had become pasul as a revi'i, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Chaf Amud Beis stated, a revi'i be Kodesh pasul. A revi'i in the case of Kodesh is pasul. It's not a braisa. Rabbi Yossi said, from where is it derived that a revi'i in the case of Kodesh is pasul? It's a kal v'chomer. If even a mechusar kippurim, someone who has tovled and has waited until nightfall but still requires bringing a carbon, is permitted to eat truma, but is unfit to eat Kodesh, then concerning a shlishi, which is unfit in the case of Truma, all the more so it should create a revi in the case of Kodesh. So, as he watched a pitcher filled with Kodesh meat that had become pasul as a revi fall off a shelf being caught by a man with his one tame hand, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated that if one of a person's hands became tame, the other one is tahor, but with regard to Kodesh, he must immerse both of them. Rav Shivzi said, they taught this halacha only when the hands are joined at the time that the second hand touches the Kodesh, but where they are not joined, then the first hand does not make the second one tame. Abaye challenged Rav Shivzi and demonstrates that the din applies even if the two hands are not in contact. So, as he watched a pitcher filled with kodesh meat that had become pasul as a revi fall off a shelf being caught by a man with one tummy hand, the mechusar kippurim rushed to the mikvah so that he'd be eligible to eat kodesh, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated how onen and mechusar kippurim serichin tefillah kodesh of aloha truma, an onen and a mechusar kippurim. One is immersed and reached nightfall, but has not yet brought his carbon, required tefillah for kodesh, but not for truma. The Gemara explains the reason that since until the time they were forbidden to eat kodesh, the rabbanim required them to do tefillah before eating the kodesh, meaning that there's a concern that since they were not permitted to eat kodesh, their attention to become tamei may also have been diverted. They're not required to immerse for truma, though, since they're permitted to eat truma as an onen, and mechusar kippurim. Daf chaf hei. So the siman daf chaf hei is a silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. The husband's silver anniversary plan. Silver anniversary? That must mean we're in Daf Chaf Hey. The husband's silver anniversary plans fell apart when the wine you ordered from the Galil became Tameh when it passed over the strip of Kusi land. Which reminds us that the Gemara explains that the Amei Aretz and Yehuda were trusted regarding the Tahar of Kodesh wine and oil throughout the year and during the wine pressing season and all pressing season. They were also believed regarding the Tahar of Truma. But those in the Galil would not be able to bring their wine and oil to the base of Migdash, that's in Yehuda, for the Rabbanim were gozer on Eretz HaAmim, the land and the nations that it imparts Tumah to foods that are transported through it. This is because the Nachrim did not always mark their graves, which were then liable to be plowed over, resulting in strewn bone fragments. So the husband's silver anniversary plans fell apart when the wine he ordered from the Galil became Tameh, when it passed over the strip of Kusi land. And the only way he could borrow some Truma wine from his Kohen friend, who improperly accepted it from an Am Haaretz, which reminds us, the Mishnah had taught that Am Haaretz are believed about the Har of Truma wine during the wine pressing season and oil pressing season. This is because during these times, Am Haaretz are careful to purify their kelim and themselves to ensure the Tahar of the new Truma. Now, if the seasons have passed, the Kohen Chaver is not permitted to accept the barrel of Truma wine or oil from them. However, the Am Haaretz may set it aside until the next season and then give it to the Kohen then. Rav Sheshes was asked, if the Kohen accepted it from them, what is the din if the Kohen set it aside for the next pressing season? Rav Sheshes attempted to bring a proof that he's not permitted to do so, but it's rejected. So, the husband's silver anniversary plans fell apart when the wine he ordered from the Galil became Tameh, when it passed over the strip of Kusi land, and the only way he could borrow some Truma wine from his Kohen friend who improperly accepted from an Am Haaretz was to go through and check a Beis HaPras, which reminds us. The Gemara brings a Mishnah in Oholos that states that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that we check a Beis HaPras for bone chips for people on the way to offer the Pesach, but we do not check it for those on their way to eat Truma. Rashi explains that in the case of Truma, since there's no fixed time for it to be eaten, the person can wait 7 days and do Hazah on the third and seventh day. The Gemara asks, if one checked the Beis HaPras in order to bring his Pesach, may he then eat his Truma based on this checking? And answers that just as in our Mishnah, we learned that if an Am Haaretz told a Chaver that he separated a quarter log of oil as Kodesh, he is trusted regarding the Tahar of all the oil in the barrel. So too here, since he's trusted regarding the Pesach, he's trusted also regarding the Truma. All right, now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous Mesechtas. Number 1. Which step did we learn that those from the Galil cannot bring wine or oil into the base of Migdash since they have to pass through a Kusi strip of land, which the Rabban decreed as Tameh? That's on Daf Chafeh. Good. Number 2. Which step did we learn that one who's carrying a Midrash may carry Truma but not Kodesh? That's on Daf Chaf Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which Daf do we have a Machlokes Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda whether merchants can sell leftover wine or dough that Am Haaretz had touched during the regal? That's on Daf Chaf Vav. Good. Number 4. Which Daf do we learn that an Onen and Mechusar Kippurim require tefillah for Kodesh since they were not permitted to eat Kodesh, their attention to becoming tamei might have also been diverted? That's on Daf Chavdalot. Good. Number 5. Which of the one, if one checked the base of press in order to bring a Pesach, he may rely on it to eat his Truma? That's on Daf Chaf Hey. Good. Number 6. Which of the one, if a person has one hand that's Tamei, the other one is Tahor, but with regard to Kodesh, he must immerse both of them? That's on Daf Chavdalot. Good. Number 7. Which of the one, that kelim that were completed in Tahor require tefillah for Kodesh, for perhaps an Am Haaretz spit on them before they were completed and the spit remained moist after it was completed? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which of the one, that the Shulchan was lifted up and the bread shown to the people to demonstrate how beloved they are? That's on Daf Chav Vav. Good. Number 9. Which Daf was the question asked what the din is if a Kohen improperly accepted Truma wine or oil from an Am Haaretz, not during the pressing seasons? That's on Daf Chaf Hey. Good. And number 10. Which Daf do we learn that a Kli is Metzarf, what is in it for Kodesh, from the Pasuk Kaf Achas? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which daf do we have before we machlokes regarding how much of the Megillah must be read? That's on daf Yotas Megillah. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn that when a person departs this world, his deeds make him sign on every action he did, and he will say his punishment is just? That's on daf Yud Aleph and Tayin is good. And number three, which daf do we learn that the Shekhinah went through 10 stages of Galus during the Churban of Bayis Rishon? That's on daf Lamed Aleph and Rosh Hashanah. Great, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.